Well, here's another chance for you to get yourself into the draw, because we want to talk about divorce. It's my anniversary today.
Happy anniversary, Tay. 22 years, and it's time we started having a look forward.
No, we've been talking about this off air, mainly because of what Nicole's putting poor Jake through with this new house.
Oh, yep. Good God.
And so we're curious to know, are there people out there that have had the quickest divorce in history?
1-333-53. Give us a call. Tell us your quick divorce story, and you go in the draw for our 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of presents.
Thought you would have incorporated this with our Vegas rave yesterday. I woke up and went, "What?" Yeah, quickest divorce, hey?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you? What are you thinking? A week?
I don't know.
See, I would think a quick divorce would be 12 months. Would that be super quick, or shorter than
that? You guys are being kind. Okay,
Shorter maybe.
Righto.
Okay.
A year? Yeah.
A year. Now, are we talking about divorce, as in the paperwork's done, or breakup?
I reckon breakup.
Yeah, I do too. When have you split?
Yeah,
because the divorce might take a little bit longer. But when have you been married and then just gone, it's not going to work?
It's not even take long. Sometimes people can't be bothered, because if they're breaking up quickly after we're married, they go, "I'm never getting married again. I don't care."
Yeah.
Because it's just paperwork, isn't
it? Exactly.
Well, 1-333-53. We'd love to talk to you right now about the quickest you've broken up after you got married.
Renee.
Yes.
How long were you married before you split?
It wasn't me. Oh. It was a girl I used to work with.
Yeah.
And they were married 3 months.
Now, did you see it coming, Renee?
Well, sort of. Yeah. Like, it cost, back then it was a $35,000 wedding, so it was 10 grand a month.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, 10 grand.
Why did they split? Do you know?
I don't really know. I think it was all about the wedding and they had to deal with after it.
Yeah.
Right.
Often the case.
But did you have a feeling, you and your friends and the group around them, go, "This isn't going to last"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all happened very quickly.
Yep.
Yep.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember Tanya being the same at my wedding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
She was right, though.
Wait, 22 years? Come on, I did it right.
You did, actually.
Very well.
Helen, what's the quickest divorce you've seen?
3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
With my sister-in-law, and the night before she got married, she said she didn't want to get married. And we all said, "Oh, it's just nerves. It's just nerves."
Yeah, no, she was right. But,
yeah, she was right.
Wow.
So they were split before they even got their wedding photos back.
Oh,
my God.
Now, are you still in contact or friends with her?
Yeah, she's my sister-in-law.
Oh, hang on.
So it's your husband's sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was a brother.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And were they amicable about it, Helen, or was it a bit messy?
I think it was a little bit messy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, jeez, imagine what you'd have to split up after 3 weeks.
The You're
shopping.
You're in the draw, Helen, for our 10K Christmas. Thank you for calling us.
Well, you can have the celery. I'm having the Vegemite.
Phil, what's the quickest divorce you've seen?
Well, it was mine. It was my second marriage. And a week after the honeymoon, we were on the rocks. 3 months later, we split up.
Whoa. What got it on the rocks? The honeymoon itself, Phil?
No. It wasn't the honeymoon. Uh-huh. But it was a blended family, and things just didn't work.
That's tough on you, Paul.
Was that a try before you buy, Phil, or did you guys kind of meet and got married and then move together?
No, we got... We're together for 2.5 years, and then we got married, and then I moved in a couple of months before the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And after the honeymoon, things just went real bad.
Oh,
and
that's a shame. Yeah. After 2 years, that's a shame, isn't it?
It is. Yes, thanks for sharing, Phil. We'll put you in the draw for the 10K Christmas.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good on you, Phil. Thank you.
Dude, that's worth it, isn't it, Phil? Hey?
I must say,
I might have lost a marriage, but I'm in the draw.
In the draw.
I moved out after 6 weeks of marriage, not with Michael. This is my first marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved out.
But didn't you move back in?
I did.
Right.
Thought I'd have another crack.
Yeah.
But,
6 weeks.
6 weeks. I rented a place in Cooks Hill for a while.
What was it, do you reckon?
What was it? Just changed.
Yeah.
The whole thing changed.
You hear that, don't you?
I'm not kidding. It changed overnight. It was like I'd married two blokes. Because one of them just wasn't going home every night.
Okay.
And they were sitting up smoking cigars and, you know, drinking. And that didn't happen before we got married. It was weird.
Ah.
It was like, I don't know, it was like I'm not going to say he married the wrong person because he's married happily now. But at that time, it was very strange. And I thought, and I was doing breakfast. Yeah, and I thinking, okay. I can't cope with this, getting up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock and you're still sitting up drinking.
Mm.
So it all went pear-shaped pretty quick.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I went back, but it didn't. It was never going to work.
Yeah.
Six weeks.
Sometimes you know, don't you?
Yeah.
And well, you try. And then you go to court and they, sorry, I'm going to start laughing out loud again. Then they go, try counselling.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that.
I know.
I love that.
I know.
Have you ever met anyone that it worked?
Look, a couple, to be very honest.
Well, they're lying to you.
It's Danger and Steve. Thanks for your calls.